From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from Haverford College, it's NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. Ask me another. I'm Jonathan Colton, and now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. Four brilliant contestants are backstage reading spark notes, waiting to play our nerdy games, but only one will be our big winner. And I gotta say, it's great to be here at Haverford College near Philadelphia, surrounded by the finest minds taking liberal arts majors. And our special guest actually graduated with a BA in comedy. You know him as the voice of Gene on Bob's Burgers. It's comedian Eugene Merman, and he'll be joining us later in the show. We're going to start with a word game about cereal, the breakfast, not the podcast. So let's meet our first two contestants. First up, Charlotte Eisenberg. You're a sophomore majoring in math from Peaks Island, Maine. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello. Your opponent is Maya Ben. You're a junior from Chicago, and you're a pre-med and English major.
Yes, that's right.
Welcome. So the first of you who wins two of our games will move on to our final exam at the end of the show. Let's get to your first test. Charlotte, what did you eat for breakfast?
I like granola from the dining center. Although there's been a little bit of controversy.
Uh-oh.
They tried to take away the good granola last year.
Uh-huh.
We wrote napkin notes. It came back.
I like that you threw out napkin notes like that's a thing.
We use them to express our displeasure and pleasure in the dining
center.
So
you take serviettes and you write down your complaints on them.
Yes.
And then where do you leave them?
On the table.
Around, just around. But it works.
Yes. The dining center is very receptive to our suggestions.
Maya, what did you eat for breakfast? And please keep it simple. No, you can say whatever you want.
That would be oatmeal.
Oatmeal.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you guys are both into a similar vein of
Quaker
breakfast.
School, Quaker oats,
I know, the Protestant oats are weird. Do you ever do like those single serve packs?
Mm, love the single serve packs.
Right?
Yep, live off them. I call it oat every meal. Yes.
That's a full balanced diet for you? The apple cinnamon at the top and then maybe a little maple brown sugar midway?
You know, it's a food pyramid, but all of the foods are packets.
Yeah. Beige, beige, beige. Good way to get both scurvy and rickets. Bring them back. So your first game is a word game called Cereal Brawl. We're going to describe a brand of cereal, except for we've changed one letter in the cereal's name. So for an example, let's go to Jonathan Colton.
If I said, there's nothing like the snap, crackle, pop of a bowl full of rodents, you would answer Mice Krispies, which is not as bad as it sounds. Changing one letter in Rice Krispies. You understand. Rice becomes mice. You know what a letter is. You're in college.
All right, here we go. On shore leave, this cereal icon spends his weekends enjoying Eggs Benedict and mimosas. Maya.
Captain Lunch.
Close.
That's actually taking a letter away, it seems like.
Okay, may I clarify?
Sure.
Captain Brunch.
Oh, what a great clarification.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's a fortunate cereal with marshmallows shaped like bar graphs and scatter plots. Charlotte.
Lucky Charts.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, nice one.
Mm-hmm. Statistically delicious. This cereal contains two scoops of dried grapes served in women's undergarments. Mm-hmm. You heard right. Charlotte.
Raisin Bras.
Raisin Bras is correct. Yeah. A lot of teenage boys can't get the box open. I feel like I hit a nerve there,
yeah,
Jonathan.
Yeah, I guess Cole. So. It felt like a personal attack. Tony the Tiger singed his fur while trying to eat a bowl of sugar-coated fire. What? Maya.
Frosted Flames?
That's correct.
Yeah. It's the cereal Tim Cook and Johnny Ive eat when they're on varsity sports teams. Yeah, I know. What are we talking about? Puzzleguru Archung, can you give a hint?
Well, it might be something Steve Jobs also ate.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Steve Jobs. Okay. Oh, Maya.
Apple tracks.
That's a good idea,
no,
but
that's
not quite.
Too many letters. Close.
Charlotte, can you steal?
I know they're basketball players, I think. So, Apple Jocks.
Apple Jocks is correct.
Oh,
yeah.
Very nice. They might not have been basketball players.
They're actually
sorry.
Not basketball players.
Okay.
They're executives at Apple. I mean, they may play basketball. They may play basketball.
Here's your last clue.
Follow your nose and you'll discover that Toucan Sam left a colorful surprise on your windshield. Maya.
Fruit poops.
Oh, yeah. You just said poop on the radio. Congratulations.
Yes, I did. We have a bird at home, so I know how that goes.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, Puzzleguru Archung, how did our contestants do?
Well, we have a tie, so here's your tiebreaker question. Bees love this O-shaped oat cereal, which tastes like dollar dollar bills, y'all. Charlotte.
Money Nut Cheerios.
You got it. Congratulations, Charlotte. You're one step closer to our final round.